I am not an old lady. I'm just a little girl with wrinkles. Mm-hmm. I'm not an old lady. I'm just a little girl with wrinkles. Mm-hmm. I'm not an old lady. I'm just a little girl with wrinkles. I'm not.
All right.
This is a thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I'm not a little girl. I'm not an old lady. I'm not a girl either, I don't think. I'm not an old lady, just a little girl with wrinkles. Now, what sort of thing would that mean? Thank you. What sort of thing would that mean? We're getting feedback here. What sort of thing would that mean? That I'm not an old lady, I'm just a little girl with wrinkles. Stepping aside for a moment, we have the speaker here, and last night we had the speaker turned on. So this morning as I'm speaking here, I am hearing my voice in a very powerful, joyous way coming through the speaker here, right in my ear, and I'm thinking, my, I'm doing pretty good. And then Ellen points to me and she says, do you have your hearing aids in? And I said, no, I don't. And she says, well, you're not talking very loud by her cymbals, you know. And her, and so I looked over here and I realized that the radio was left on last night. And this morning it came on and it was talking about me. You know, I'm hearing myself coming through the radio, which gave me a false impression of how loud I was speaking. Now, am I speaking loud enough now?
Wonderful.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I'm always wonderful. So, after that digression, I'm not an old lady, just a little girl with wrinkles. How many little old ladies have you met? And we've met a lot of them. But how many little old ladies have you met that have wrinkles on their face? And you think to yourself, my goodness, they must be quite old. And you talk to them, and they're middle-aged. They just had some tough experiences in their life that caused them to have worry lines on their face and things like that. And we know women do their darndest not to have worry lines on their face. They'll take grapefruit, and they'll peel it, and then they take the peelings, and they lay it on their face, put it on their eyes to sort of draw the skin firm for a few minutes. Maybe it's longer than that, I don't know. I haven't tried it. But and they have all sorts of other things that we get literature constantly of ways to get rid of wrinkles and ways to look younger and wrinkle-free cream and stuff like that. Well, that can be for young women too, you know, in your 30s and 20s and 30s and 40s. And why would you have wrinkles? You have wrinkles because you have taken life perhaps a little more seriously than you should have. And do little children take life seriously? Mm-hmm. Sometimes little children take life seriously, and when they do, you see it written all over their face. You talk to people sometimes, well, little man, how are you today? Now, you don't mean, well, kid, how are you doing? You mean, well, little man, how are you doing? That child has been through some pretty terrific experiences. The parents may have died. He may have seen an accident of monumental import to him, which left a very deep impression on him. He may have almost lost his life by a car coming, and his mother's, get out of here. Pulls him right out of the way. But, I mean, you know, there are frights. There are things that put wrinkles on you. And there are concerns. Now, I don't know how intelligent all of us are in the world, and I don't mean just here at the monastery, but do we realize how seriously children take our life? How seriously children are concerned about what's going on? Most parents don't tell their children the problems that they're having. When parents are going to separate, they don't tell their children that we're going to separate your mother and I, your father and I, whatever the case is, are having, want to go our own way and stuff like that. And then all these pop it on the children. Well, we got a divorce. What? What? I knew you were unhappy with each other. I knew you were angry with each other. I knew that, but I thought that was just part of the game, you know. I didn't know you were going to separate, you know. And it leaves a wrinkle, you know, a wrinkle here, a wrinkle here. Then other little things leave wrinkles. And for instance, if your little brother is having a difficult time and he is ill a lot or something, and your mother doesn't tell you anything about it. Your mother just tells you that the kid is sick, you know, and he may go to heaven one of these days, you know, and things like that. And why, how, where, what, you know, and the mother doesn't tell the kid anything because the mother really doesn't know anything herself. She doesn't have a positive mental attitude about what's going on in the life of that child who's ill. And so the little kid adds some wrinkles to its face, you know, and you look at the child and you say, my goodness, you're a grown man for 7, you know, you're a grown man for 10. And there were some cartoons on, like Little Rascals, if you ever heard of that. And the Little Rascals, one of the guys had a deep voice, you know, and you hear that voice and you think, surely there's an adult talking. And it's this kid. And he's got this very mature attitude toward life, very mature awareness of what's going on in the world, and very blasé. He's rather good. But and then some of the other actors, some of the other kids, played other roles. And some of them were just without a care in the world. Nothing bothered them. They went through life just like on a ferry boat. And others, they were pulling the boat. It all depends on how you do it. So think of it. I'm not an old lady. I'm just a little girl with wrinkles. Interesting that we would have this topic today. And interesting that Eileen would be going through the experience that she's going through today. We bless her little child that came for a very short time into their life and was gestating into her body as a beautiful being. And then it finished. And it went off to its own next experience. And we say, well, why didn't you come to term? Why didn't you? Well, would it have made it any easier? It did what it was coming here to do. I believe very seriously that we choose our life experiences before we come here. We choose the world we live in. We choose the parents we have. We choose the tenure of the experience that we have, whether it's a few days, a month, a year, 100 years. It doesn't make any difference at all. The only thing that matters is we who are with, and we who are ourselves too, but we who are with these people who have shorter lifespans, we have to come to the realization that during the time that they were here, we loved them, we blessed them, they gave their very best, and we thoroughly enjoyed them. And now we release them. Now we let them go. It's tough. It's tough because why did this happen to us? Why did? Because you were chosen. It's a very special vehicle through which this miracle of life could take place in whatever term it had for itself. Nothing happens by chance. There's nothing in this world that happens by chance. And I think that if we can be mature enough, we can get the benefit from it, we can get the blessing from it. But if we are not mature enough, then we just let it tear us down, and all of our life it's a burden on our heart, and all of our life we feel we did something wrong. We did something bad that caused this infant not to live. And that's not the case. The child chose, came, saw, and left. And that often happens. That often happens. If you don't think it happens, where is the best place to have a short lifespan? In third world countries. People are born there, they live for a few months, a few years, whatever, malnutrition, and all diseases set in, and poof, they're gone again. But now, why did they want to live in that sort of a body, in that sort of circumstances? Hey, do you know how much love they got? Do you know how much love they gave? Do you know what their reasoning was? Nobody does. We're not in somebody else's mind. We're in our own. And all we can say is that nothing happens by chance. Everything has a cause behind it. Everything has that cause. And this little girl with wrinkles who says she's not a little old lady, it didn't happen by accident. She has those wrinkles because that's part of her life. And you remember the story of the little girl. She was at home alone. She was cooking for herself and taking care of herself. She was about 5, 6 years old. And she was doing everything, taking care of the house, cleaning the house, taking care of everything. And then a neighbor came over one day and said, where's your mom and dad? And she said, oh, they died in a car accident. Well, why isn't somebody helping you? Well, because nobody knows that they died. How do you know? Because I know. And so then the neighbor started to investigate, and sure enough, they did die in an accident. And the grandma, who should have known, wasn't told, and so the grandma came over. And so the minister said, well, now, you know, when you go to your grandma's, what are you going to do? And she says, well, I'll just love grandma. Well, what about grandma missing her daughter, you know? Well, I'll tell grandma that mom was with me, and she said, everything is okay. She says, you know, in this life we die and we live, but always we are our own beautiful self. Always we are lovely people. And whenever you have the chance, tell people that life and death are just all the same, a wonderful, beautiful experience. And how'd you get to be so smart for such a little girl? Well, both my mommy and daddy, you know, always told me these things. And they said that if anything ever happened here on earth, we'd all meet together in heaven, you know. And I believe that, she says. And so, well, what about your grandma when she feels kind of sad? I'm going to tell her, hey, mama loves you. Mom, you know, your daughter, my mommy, she loves you. And wow. Now, do you think that little girl has wrinkles? I don't think so. You see, she's not worried about the situation. She is balanced. She is harmonious. She is at one with herself. And so when we can teach ourselves and our loved ones this balance, and it is something teachable, when we can teach this balance by being balanced ourselves, they will be the most wonderful, happy, fulfilled people on earth. It's really quite something. And you're not giving anything to them. You're not doing anything at all. All you're doing is helping them reveal the goodness and the love that's in their own heart. You're helping them reveal the beauty of their soul. And in the process, your soul shines out even more beautifully and more magnificently. But this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. So when you see some little child with wrinkles, and you will, and when you see some teenager with wrinkles, go over and give them an extra hug. Go over and give them an extra bit of love and say, I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see you balanced in your heart, not out loud. I see you balanced. I see you harmonious with your life. I see all of the concerns that made you feel unhappy all disappeared now from your life. You're healed of all past experiences, and you live in the now. Say this in your heart, because you're saying it to yourself. And then you watch. They'll experience that too. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. They're a reminder to you. Because all the people in the world are just a reminder to us of how we can continue to be loved, how we can continue to be young. Now, from the time Mark, my son, was 17, he said, I'm going to be 17 all my life. And to this day, he still looks very young. But he's turning 50, is it, or 51 this year? He was born in 53, and it's November coming up, so he'll be 50. Yeah. So 50 years old, looks like he's 17. He has a few little wrinkles. But they're the wrinkles of love and happiness. And I have never in all of my life, and I haven't looked for it, but I've never in all of my life found one person on the face of the earth who didn't love Mark if they had a chance to know him. Even if they didn't know him, they loved him. But everybody, there's only one person on the face of the earth who ever felt they had to tell Mark what to do, and that was my sister May. But that's just the way she loved, was going around telling other people how to be better. But what about you? Do you have any wrinkles on your face? Do you have any lines on your face? Where does the wrinkle and the line really count? When it's in your heart. If you have wrinkles in your heart, in your love, if you have hang-ups, and those are wrinkles, then your life is going to be a very shallow life, a very limited life. But if you can have love be the total expression of your life for yourself and for everybody else, you'll never have to worry about wrinkles. And so it is. I love you.
Hello.